trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Commander the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. The scripture says, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near. Thy wondrous works declare. Wherever you are this morning, I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to give thanks to the Lord and begin to declare his wondrous works in your life. One of his wondrous works in your life is the gift of life that God has granted you. For you are a living soul today. You are counted among the witnesses of this brand new day. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God and by his grace. It's another brand new day. It's time to command the day. It's another privilege to be alive. Begin to appreciate God for his grace. Join the heavenly host to praise him right now. Let your voice of worship be heard in his holy sanctuary. Let your voice be recognized. Let God know that you are the one praising him. Give him praise from a grateful heart. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the praise. He's worthy. He deserves all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we are free. Now the scripture we are in the commanded day this morning is the book of Mark chapter 4, verses 9 through 41. The book of Mark chapter 4, verse 39 through 41. Once again, the book of Mark chapter 4, verse 39 through 41. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I go in the power and the Spirit of the Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, yes, the Holy Trinity, and by his authority and unfailing and written word, I decree and declare that every storm in your life and whatever represents storm in your life, by the acts of the wickedness of the wicked, by the acts of the devil and his enemies, that storm is over now in the name of Jesus. I declare that storm to cease from this moment in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be the evil wind that is blowing around you, blowing around your life, your family, your business, your career, even at your workplace, anywhere around you, that wind and that storm cease right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not alone. I come in the power and presence of the Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If I declare you that storm, stop now. You that great storm of wind, stop now. In the name of Jesus, that storm causing fear in life, responsible for depression, lack of faith in God, making you hopeless, and even bringing the picture of death to you, I command you that storm to be calm now. That storm sent to blow up everything you have labored for over the years, and to make you empty, to bring you into disappointment, to bring you into poverty. I declare that storm to cease now in the name of Jesus. You that storm disappear in the name of Jesus. You will not die but live to see the wonders of God in your life. throughout this year in the name of Jesus. I command that evil arrow shot into your spirit, man, shot into your body, shot into your soul to get out and fire the sender in the name of Jesus. I declare to you, no weapon fashioned or formed against you, no counsel of the wicked shall stand against you anymore in the name of Jesus. That which you ask God in prayer, my God will do it exceedingly and abundantly beyond what you ask, what you sought for, or even desire, or even think in the name of Jesus. Anywhere the sole of your feet shall tread today, my God will give it to you in the name of Jesus. He will make your way prosperous and grant you success this weekend in all areas of endeavors in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, that person on the sickbed, stand up and walk now. Receive strength in your body, receive strength in your bones and marrow in the name of Jesus. Rise up strong and healthy in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals you. Yes, Jesus heals you. Jesus heals you, and your healing is established in the name of Jesus. That demonic devices of manipulation against your life and the agents involved, I command fire of God upon them for destruction in the name of Jesus. Declare to your life right now, receive peace in the name of Jesus. Receive peace now. Peace in your soul, spirit, and body. Peace and rest of mind is yours in the name of Jesus. That storm is gone. That evil wind has been stopped in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost as a result of the storm, the enemy has brought into your journey of life, there shall be restoration of everything this weekend in the name of Jesus. Those good treasures, potentials, glory, fortune, destiny, the enemies have taken away, they are all restored back to you in the name of Jesus. Receive back all your captivities in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the great restorer, is restoring everything back to you now in the name of Jesus. Take it, it is yours. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Begin to recover all good things you have lost in the name of Jesus. Powerful hand of God will perform it in your life today and perfect all that concerns you this weekend in the name of Jesus. I command this day to join the angels of God assigned to you today to bring you into the reality of what God has done for you, to bring you to the reality of your new season, your victory, total recovery, and unlimited blessings in the name of Jesus. Your testimony will be unbelievable, and people will say it is the unseen hand of God that did it for you. Such will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. This weekend is your weekend. Go and prosper. Go and succeed. Go and excel and do great exploits today and return in the evening with astonishing results. It is your turn to testify. It is your turn to celebrate. So shall it be. For in Jesus' unbeatable name we are prayed. Amen. Just in a moment, I'd like to remind you that only Jesus can save. Only Him has the everlasting solutions to all life challenges. Seek Him today. Run to Him. He's ready to receive you. He's ready to transform your life. He's ready to change your story for good. And you will be the next to testify. Further prayers, counseling, or you want to share testimony about what God has done for you through this podcast, feel free to call or send a message to +234 7068 574975. God bless you. Have a fantabulous weekend. Jesus is Lord.